Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, Randy Mike, back with another podcast episode. Now we're up to 53. Now we're up to 53rd episode. Who knew that I'd be going so much strong with this? There's a few things to talk about. My tablet had I had like a little tablet where I used to get my news stories from. So my tablet went out, so now I gotta get another tablet. And among that, I just put in my vacation request for Meyer. So now we're gonna, so me, my mom, and my brother, sometime in June during the week of my birthday, we're gonna go spend 4 days at the nature preserve, Starved Rock. So that's gonna be an interesting event. But I downloaded this movie app the other day. My brother had sent it to me, the one that's going on vacation with me. He sent me an app called Yuzu, and it's a movie app, and it's got a bigger variety of movies than Tubi, Pluto, and Vudu. And so I started watching movies on it, and I got through, I think, 5 movies so far. The first movie I watched on it was Venom, and then the last 4 movies I watched were Wrong Turn. Now I just started the 5th Wrong Turn movie, so I got through the first 4 Wrong Turn films, which is sadistically fucked up if you ever happen to watch the movies. There's 7 movies in the series, but it's more than likely there's 7 movies in the series, but the most recent movie that they made, which is considered like the 7th. Is more of a reboot for the first one, because the first one came out in 2003. The most recent is like a reboot of the first movie. I haven't seen the 5th, 6th, and 7th one yet, but I just started the 5th one. It's on hold right now. And today I had to do laundry too, so I'm back and forth doing that too. But just to be forewarned for anybody, the bees and wasps are out because, even though I'm walking back and forth between laundry, I just spotted 2 bees and a wasp, so they're out. Which is bad enough for me. I hate bees and wasps, but they do have their benefits, and their benefit to me is being dead. What I'm looking for here. And I'm still working on my 3rd pay raise for Meyer. I should have my 3rd pay raise before I go on vacation in June. I think my 3rd pay raise should kick in sometime in April or May, which would be good for me. Let's see what we got here for a minute. Looking at shit here. What am I looking at here? Let's see what we. Oh, let's see. Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay, well, here's an interesting story here. The U.S. stock indexes are edging lower in Tuesday morning trading as another swell higher for Treasury yields adds pressure on the big technology stocks. The S&P 500 was down about 0.2% a day after slipping from its record high. Even though the majority of stocks in the index were rising, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 51 points from its all-time high that was set the day before, or 0.2% to 33,120 as of 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. The Nasdaq Composite was lagging with a 0.4% drop because of its heavier concentration of tech stocks. The spotlight was again on the bond market, where the yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 1.74% from 1.72% late Monday. It has jumped from roughly 0.90% at the start of the year, with rising expectations for the upcoming economic growth and possibly inflation. President Joe Biden is set to unveil details Wednesday about plans to spend what could be more than $3 trillion in infrastructure and other measures to help the economy and environment, but the yields perked higher on Tuesday after reports showed that consumers are feeling even more confident than economists expect, a big deal for an economy that's primarily made up of consumer spending. When bonds pay more in interest, they can make investors less willing to pay high prices for stocks, particularly those seen as the most expensive, and companies that ask their investors to wait years for big profit growth to come to fruition are also hit hard. Which has been many big technology stocks feeling the most pain from the rising rates. But the stocks of software makers and other tech providers fell to some of the morning's sharpest losses, including a 3.8% decline for Broadcom. Tech giants also fell, including drops of more than 1.4% for Apple and Microsoft, and they were some of the biggest winners earlier in the pandemic, rallying on expectations that they can grow in the future, regardless of whether the economy is locked down by a virus. Despite the pressure on big tech stocks, most professional investors remain optimistic that the broader market can keep rising. A stronger economy, thanks to the COVID-19 vaccinations and massive spending by the U.S. government, should help boost profits for many companies this year, particularly those like banks, energy producers, and industrial companies. Slightly more than half the stocks in the S&P 500 were rising, and the smaller stocks in the Russell in the Russell 2000 were doing better than the S&P 500, but whose movements are dominated by a handful of big tech companies. The Russell 2000 was up by 0.09%. Financial stocks were rallying, in part because higher long-term interest rates help mean bigger profits for making loans. Big financial stocks also climbed as investors see losses for the industry due to a soured trade for a big U.S. hedge fund last week, staying isolated to a few players rather than cascading through the financial system. The Japanese bank Nomura and Swiss bank Credit Suisse said Monday that they're facing potentially significant losses because of their dealings with the major client, but Nomura estimated the claim against his client could be about $2 billion. Comerica gained about a 4.8%. Gained 4.8%. Goldman Sachs rose about close to 2%, and Morgan Stanley gained 2%. But stock markets around the world were mostly stronger. In Europe, Germany's DAX returned 1%, and France's GAC, it's hard to read those letters. 40% rose 1%. It looks like it says GAC, I can't tell, or GAG. Basically, it's called the GAG 40, I think that's what it says. It rose 1%. The FTSE 100 in London rose about 0.5% higher. But in Asia, South Korea's KOSPI rose about 1%. Japan's Nikkei 225 added about 2%. And Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained about 8%. And stocks in Shanghai rose about 6%. Oh, shit, hold on here. Biden's pushing for his infrastructure plan to be approved, hopefully by the summer. If he can get that done, that's a good thing because we definitely need the infrastructure fixed. Now I haven't really decided yet, but I'm pretty sure that I'll do it when I get my third raise. I was debating about whether to raise my 401k percentage. Right now I'm at 10%, but I can go up to 15, and if you put 15 in, it's a good thing. But right now I'm sitting at 10%, so I might raise it to I have to wait and see what percentage they'll allow me to raise it to. More than likely I'm gonna try to raise it to 15 when I get a few more pay raises in. So we'll go from there, and the more money you put in your 401k, the faster it builds up, providing that the economy does good and not shitty. For some reason, I like taking pictures on my phone. So I told my brother and my mother that when we go out to Starved Rock, I'm gonna take pictures, and I want to have something to remember a vacation by. I want to have like some experience to live by. I've never really gone on a vacation except for maybe 3 times in my whole life. So this will be like the fourth time, even at 33, or getting close to 33, to basically have that experience. The first vacation I ever went on was in was to Indiana Beach back in the 90s, and then the last vacation I went on really was when I went to Wisconsin Dells back in 2004 or 2003. Actually, no, it was 2003. Yeah, so in 2003 I went to Wisconsin Dells, so and it was kind of an eventful trip there, but that was like the last time I went on vacation. So this will be, and I've never been to Starved Rock. I've always wanted to go, and there's a lot of nature parks, and if I can get enough vacation time built up over time, I would love to go. Just like. Not just one time, but go more than once and hit up all the other nature parks. And there's a whole bunch of them. And it's about a tour. And from where I live at now to get to Starved Rock, it's about a 2-hour drive. So, but it's well worth the trip. And what's funny is that I was telling my boss, my manager basically, I was telling her, I said, I just put my vacation time in. She said she will look at it. And I said, well, me and my mom and my brother are going to go to a nature park. And she's like, which one? I said Starved Rock, and she's like, oh, I just came back. And she's like, I just came back from there. I'm like, how convenient. And she said she recommends anybody who's into nature parks to go to this place. So, and now you could pull up photos of Starved Rock. You just type it in on the actual internet site, and it comes up with every picture of what they have. They got waterfalls, they got hiking trails, cabins that you could stay in, lodges that you could stay in. They even got their own banquet hall where you can eat and just dine in, like a conference hall. It's pretty cool. So, and for 4 days, I said for 4 days and 3 nights, it'd be well worth it. At least it should be. I'm still reading my third book, Magnus Chase, and the Ship of the Dead. I've just hit page 200, so I think there's like another 250 pages or something like that in the book to read before I get to my other ones. But there are a couple other movie reviews I want to get to. When I was at Meijer the other day with my sister, I picked up two movies, The Hunt and The Intruder. I watched them both. The Hunt was okay, not something I would watch again. The Intruder is a fucked up movie, basically in itself, because just to give you a brief description, Dennis Quaid is in the movie, and the movie stars Dennis Quaid, Michael Ealy, and Megan Good. Megan Good and Michael Ealy are playing husband and wife, and Dennis Quaid is a guy that owns this house that they're looking into. Dennis Quaid's character in the movie was forced to sell the house because his company went under and he didn't want to sell the house. But he becomes obsessed with the couple, but he becomes more obsessed with Megan Good's character. Basically, he wants the husband out of the way so he can have the wife to, so he can have Megan Good to himself. And in the movie, he starts stalking them and stuff like that. And then he built a cellar underneath the house, and that's how he was able to sneak around the house without them noticing. But they were able to hear the doors opening and closing, so they had to assume that Dennis Quaid was in there. But eventually, it's a fuck that movie though, anyway. And even with the and if, even to get into basketball trades, I said the Bulls traded for Nikola Vucevic the other day. But even with his first two games as a Bulls player, they lose. Because the Bulls traded away basically their whole damn team. Basically, they got rid of Daniel Gafford, Chandler Hutchinson. They got rid of Luke Kornet. They got rid of Wendell Carter and Otto Porter Jr. And then it's supposedly I've been hearing that Lauri Markkanen might be traded. Hopefully not. Oh, it looks like actor Robert Roden has died. Let's see what they got of him for. I don't think there's much of for him here, but Robert Roden was known for his role as the character Adam on the TV soap opera Dark Shadows. I'm not really much into soap operas. I know soap operas are popular among some people, but to me, I just never got into it. He didn't really have a whole lot of films because he only had like five of them. And I'm gaining a little bit of I'm gaining a little bit of recognition when it comes to when I with the podcast Overnight Drive. I've been gaining some recognitions with them. Ever since I've talked to them, I've gained about 13 subscribers in the past year, which is better than nothing, but now I'm up to 276. I'm hoping to try to get 300 and possibly 400 by the end of the year, or even 1,000 would be nice. But the goal is to hit 1,000 subscribers, so that would be a good thing for me. I'm sweating a little bit too because it's so fucking hot out too. I gotta put my fan on. Hopefully the Bulls can win their first game with Nikola Vucevic on the roster, but obviously they haven't done that yet. But hopefully I can finish up that one book, the Magnus Chase, and then move on to my other ones. And then when I get done with my wrong term, when I get done with my wrong term movies, and I can tell you what I move on to next. And then baseball season starts tomorrow. I'm excited. Hopefully the Cubs can have a good season. And Kyle Hendricks is already the opening day starter. So hopefully let's see what he does tomorrow. And I think they're opening against, let me see, I forget who the hell they're opening up against. Oh, Pirates. So they're opening up against Pittsburgh Pirates, but I'll be at work. So I will miss most of the game, but hopefully the Cubs will win. I guess we'll find out. I still haven't figured out who all five starters are for the Cubs. I know Kyle Hendricks is one of them. I'm not sure, but and Zach Davies might be the other. I'm not sure about the other three or four that they're going to have. Usually it's five starters, so I know. And Alizé might be the other one. He might be the third one, possibly. I don't know how he's going to do. And I'm trying to get my mother's laundry done and my laundry done. My laundry's already been done. We're waiting on hers. And then we're going to try to figure out from there what we're going to do today. Probably nothing at all. Let's see. And I was telling my brother, when we do go, I said, bring a change of clothes when we go to Starved Rock. I said, because we're going to need a change of clothes if we're going to be there for a few days. So a change of clothes would be a good thing. We're going to try to get the lodge that has the two beds. So basically two people will sleep on one will sleep on the other. So we're going to try to get that too. That fits four people. And then you got your full bathroom in there so you could shower if you want to. So that'll be a good thing. Like I'm saying, this is going to be a fun and eventful event. So when I go out there in June, we're going to take pictures of it. And so then you guys can see. It's going to be on my Instagram. It's going to be on my Facebook and possibly my YouTube videos. I might be filming videos out there, so you might see all that. And this is going to be an exciting event.